This is After the Gridiron, a podcast featuring interviews with retired football players. Thank you for tuning into the show. Before we get to the episode, please make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Today, another player shares his incredible football journey with us and talks about his life after the gridiron. You're going to love it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of After the Gridiron. I am your host, Lyle Green, and today we have another great guest sign up for you today. Today we have Marcellus Branch. So Marcellus is a former safety. He played 4 years of professional football. Two of those were in the NFL with Atlanta and Pittsburgh, but he also spent time in the XFL. And he went to Robert Morse University and had an outstanding career there, and he'll talk about that in the interview. And now he has a fitness apparel line just called NDO Society, which is a, like I said, fitness apparel that he has. And there's the website for that is www.ndosociety.com. So make sure you check that out before this interview is over. So Marcellus, thank you for coming on and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Cool, appreciate it. So, I usually start off my interviews by asking my guests to say something about themselves that most people don't know about them. So, what would that be for you? What's something about you that most people don't know about you?
One thing people don't know about me is I love breakfast. I'm a huge breakfast guy. I love my pancakes, and I love my French toast, and I especially love chocolate chip pancakes. That's the way to my heart. And then French toast, the powdered.
You can never I'm getting hungry listening to you. Yeah, you definitely can't go wrong with that. Yeah, that's a good way to good way to start the day for sure. Yeah, can't go wrong with a nice healthy breakfast like that. Cool. All right, so talk about how you got started in sports. I know most football players are pretty good athletes growing up. So what was your beginning in sports?
My beginning in sports was T-ball. Started out with T-ball. And then eased into a small flag football league when I was 5 years old. And then when I was six, started padded football. And that eased its way into pretty much baseball, basketball, football up until I was in high school.
Okay, and was football your favorite or were some, one of those other
football
ones your favorites?
Football definitely my favorite football. My first love, my only love of all the sports. I can't see any other sport above football, honestly.
Nice. Yeah, definitely a great sport for sure. And was that something that you kind of had a goal to make professional, or is it just something you thought, you know, I just loved playing and you never thought you could make it to it?
I pretty much always had that goal in my head. Even when I was younger, I always thought I could make it to the big leagues, thought I could always play with the best. I was always confident in myself, no matter what. I was always like a smaller guy too, but I never saw it that way. I always trusted my skill set, my like abilities, and my work ethic. So I feel like if I put that together, then I can compete with the best of them.
Definitely. It's good to have confidence in yourself for sure. Because there's going to be lots of people who bring you down and say you can't do it. So if you don't believe in yourself, then it's going to be tough to make it. Yeah, got to for sure. All right, so you went to Robert Morse, but let's talk about high school first and talk about your positioning. So did you play different positions? Were you always a safety, or what positions did you play growing up?
First off, school, Little League, I always played running back. So when I got to high school, they moved me to the wideout, so the wide receiver. And then on the JV team, didn't really play. Sophomore year, still wasn't playing until we had some injuries at safety. And, you know, coach asked who wants to play safety, and I volunteered myself. And I started making some good plays, and safety ended up being my permanent spot. And that's pretty much all she wrote from there. I worked hard at it to become a starter on the varsity level and pretty much earned that scholarship to Robert Morse University.
Nice. And what, let's talk about going to Robert Morse. You went to Robert Morse. Talk about the recruiting process. Were you, what made you select Robert Morse over other schools?
Yes, I was not highly recruited. My dream school was University of Florida. You know, I wanted to go there playing that orange and blue, but it never worked out that way. You know, so, you know, just embraced my own journey, my own path, and I was blessed and thankful to have a full ride to Robert Morris University.
Nice.
And back there, they moved me to cornerback because they already had a couple upperclassmen playing safeties. And they didn't want to redshirt me, so I guess they wanted – so I felt like they did want to have me on the field somewhere.
Yeah.
So I be a corner, and the first game was at North Dakota State. I didn't start, but I got some playing time. And it was a tough game when North Dakota State was, you know, running the national championship every year pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then my second game, the second game of that season, my freshman year, the day of the game, my coach told me I was going to start. So, and ever since then, I started every game of my career.
Nice, nice. All right, cool. So let's now talk about your opportunities and getting into the NFL, and then talk about your first day, you know, being there at camp. So we had a bit of audio trouble in the recording. Some of his response was not audible. So I'll just give a quick summary of what he discussed in terms of making it to the NFL. He talked about getting an opportunity to do a few tryouts at his school as well as other location as well. So we'll pick up from there as he talks about being in the locker room for the first time.
And I had and Julio Jones, like, seeing them practice, the way they go about their daily business as a professional football player, and it's just different. And I had a great guy ahead of me named Ricardo Allen. He's a vet in the league, and he's a guy, his name might not be out there much, but I appreciate his approach to the game and the way he showed me how to watch film and just take notes and just be a true student of the game. And that's what I took the most from being in the NFL for me.
Nice. So how's that feeling, though, putting on the jersey for the first time and being able to say you achieved a lifelong dream of being in an NFL locker room? How's that feeling for you?
Oh, it feels like pretty much when you're a child and you still believe in Santa.
Yeah.
And you go put tree, like, some gifts under the tree. It's that, like, that magical feeling. Like, that's how it felt. Like, just a lot of work that, like, you put a lot of sweat and blood, tears to put this uniform on. Like, all that hard work just pays off. That's what was the feeling. One of the best feelings ever.
Exactly. I can imagine. Yeah. It's just definitely when you achieve a goal and you know, being able to say, yeah, I've made it to the highest level. It's definitely a proud moment, and I'm sure you're proud, and your family is proud of you being able to achieve that.
Yes, of course. Definitely have a good support system.
Nice. Okay, so talk about moving around from a few teams. You went from Atlanta to Pittsburgh, kind of, I guess, being a kind of a bubble guy, as they might say. How did that weigh on you mentally, and knowing that, you know, it's tough to stay on, tough to stay there.
That's the side of the game that you know, that fans don't really see. They don't see when guys get cut and out of football for a while, and you don't know how long you're going to be out of football. It could be forever, you know, for some guys. They might not ever get a call back. And you just have to be mentally solid, because you still have to approach all your workouts the same as if you're going to play the next week, because you have to stay ready, because you never know when you're going to get a call for a workout. And if you're not in shape, you show up to the workout and you look sluggish and slow and lazy, you know they're not going to call you back or sign you. So you at least want to give yourself the best opportunity to look good in front of scouts.
Yeah.
So I definitely always wanted to make sure I was at my best, at my top, when I was trying to train. So I always make sure that I was ready. I always say, you got to stay ready, you never got to get ready. So
exactly.
That was my little slogan for myself.
Nice. Okay, so you went from after Pittsburgh, after your time in Pittsburgh, how did you end up with the XFL?
Matter of fact, I heard about the XFL when I was cut from Pittsburgh, actually. Mike Tomlin, Coach Mike Tomlin brought it to me. He said, you know, to get more experience, you know, like in stadium, you know, he pretty much just brought up, like, you know, if I don't get a call after they were going to cut me, he told me to look into the XFL just so it could keep me ready, keep me in shape, and just I could be around football. So then that's when it was first brought to me. And then I had some calls from when the XFL was doing their little draft. I received some calls from a couple teams, and then I ended up being drafted by the Tampa Bay Viper team. And then we had to go to their training camp because we still pretty much, even though you get drafted or picked up, doesn't mean you're on the team yet. They still got to go through training camp and all the tryouts, and they make their cuts still because they still have to make their final cuts.
Yeah.
And I made it through all that, and I ended up starting on that defense. And it was a good time. You know, I met a lot of great guys from all around the country, you know, a lot of guys, different football backgrounds, but all the same journey. Guys have been cut, and, you know, guys still grinding it out, trying to catch their break. And it's good to see, like, you know, it's people that are almost like you, you know, just fighting, and you see other people being mentally strong, and it was a good support system there too, because everybody knowing that we're all going through this together, we can all get through this.
Yeah. And how tough was it to see it come to an end because of the pandemic? Obviously, with COVID, it kind of messed things up for the league. So talk about how everyone was feeling because of that.
Oh man, because the season was just under. We were midway. We were halfway, played about 4 or 5 games. And XFL was getting a lot of traction, like, through the media, like, it was growing. And when we had a team meeting early in the morning, and, you know, coach was like, league getting shut down. And it was a bummer because, you know, we were all feeling like we found our place, you know, like, within our sport.
Yeah.
And we were told it was going to come back the following year. And then, you know, they said the league went bankrupt, and then I'm not sure about all the other details, but luckily Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson bought it out, and XFL will be back by the end of 2021. So, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do it yet. I've also been looking into the CFL myself.
Yeah.
I've been receiving some calls there, and I heard you played in the CFL.
I did. Yeah. Up there. I would definitely recommend it. Yes, for sure.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. So yeah, I'm definitely weighing that option as well. So it's most likely going to happen. I'm just weighing out all my options here. And I'm excited for the CFL. It looks like a great opportunity also.
Yeah, definitely. If I were in your shoes, I'd definitely look to CFL for sure. It's definitely a well-established league, and a league that's been around for hundreds of years. And they are looking to come back next year as well. So yeah, if you have the opportunity, I would definitely jump at it and come to the CFL for sure. Lots of guys have made the jump. Okay. Yeah, lots of guys made the jump and come up here. And if you perform well, you definitely have a chance to go back. So, and a lot of guys love it up here so much that they stay. So, yeah.
I've heard.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm saying that's what I've heard. Like a lot of guys just love it up there. You know, I have never been in Canada, so everything's going to be new to me. Which is exciting.
Oh, you've never been to Canada. Oh, you're missing out, bud. You're missing out. Great country. Yeah.
All right. It is. That's why I'm excited to go.
Nice. Well, hopefully I'll be able to see you playing up here in 2021.
Hopefully. I mean, I'm excited. Hopefully, you know, they could get the season underway. I know they had to be shut down last year, obviously, but looks like they got things planned out for this upcoming season. So
yeah. Cool. So yeah, so it looks like you definitely have you still have the bug, you still have the itch to play and the desire to play. So I guess you're still training and working out to get another opportunity.
Yes, sir. Still training, still working out, I'm still ready. I'm still ready for any and every opportunity.
Nice. Yeah. In life, you never know when the opportunities come up, but like you were saying earlier, it's better to be ready when in case something does happen that you have a chance to take advantage of that opportunity. So yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, so yeah, in the meantime, before the next CFL season starts, and you do have some things going on as well and presently, so let's talk about your fitness apparel line. Let's talk about NDO Society.
Yes, sir. NDO Society stands for No Days Off Society. You know, it's a premium fitness apparel brand. And we created it with our consumers in mind. And our brand's mantra is to become the change. And it pretty much speaks to people that we want you to change from within. Because anybody that's going to go on a fitness journey and a health journey, especially for people that feel as if they can't push themselves, or some people just feel so out of shape, or they look at themselves and say like, oh, I'm just too fat to even start, or something like that. Like, no, that's not the case. You know, every long journey begins with one step. And we want the people to feel as if that we can help them get there no matter what. And our apparel is of the top quality. Like, I put it up there with Lululemon, with the Gymsharks, if not better.
Oh, nice.
And it's legit. We definitely didn't bend any corners. And we want our people to, everybody on our team, we want to push others to their journeys, through their changes, to their dream bodies. And we just want everyone to be happy with who they are. And, you know, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. People being happy with themselves. And when they wear our gear, they just feel that way. And we also teamed up with One Tree Planted, a nonprofit organization, where we have a deal with them where a percentage of each sale we're going to give to them to plant trees. Because deforestation is, you know, one of the leading contributors to climate change.
Yeah.
And so we want to help out that way, not just, you know, from NGO society standpoint, just with, you know, fitness and bodies, but we want to help change the world in other ways also. And we're actually having our second launch collection tomorrow at 9 a.m. through the website. We're going to add in a bunch of different pieces, a bunch of different colors to our girls' leggings. We have some pinks coming in, some different blues, army greens, as well as our long sleeves for the men's. We have army greens and navy blues coming in.
Oh, nice.
And we also have different styles of the leggings also. So we usually have on one of our styles is known as the power leggings. So we're going to add in stuff called Force and among other names of the leggings. And everybody can just check that out on ndosociety.com to see all the different styles. But you'll see everything tomorrow at 9 a.m. when we launch our second collection.
Nice.
It's going to be big there.
Oh, nice, nice. So yeah, by the time this airs, all that stuff will be live. So make sure you check that out when you get a chance. So let's talk about the beginning of that. So how did you, or what was the motivation that got you to start NDO Society? What was your reasoning for starting it?
A college roommate and I started it. We, like I said, we just wanted to figure out a way where we could put both of our strengths together and pretty much create something new. And being with my football background, and both of us have our degrees in business,
yeah,
we decided to start this brand, and we wanted it to reflect how we are as people and reflect how we attack our goals. And what we do with that is a no days off approach. That's exactly how we do it, because anything you want to be good at or great at, or you want to see change, you really have to attack that each and every day. And when people always say like, oh, so you train every day, you don't take like a break, whatever. Like, no, I do take breaks, but I like to call them breaks. It's a recovery day,
yeah.
You know, because a recovery is a getting better. You can't just tear your body up,
yeah,
not fix it up. You have to recover also. So it's not really no days off, but it's no days off from you pursuing your goals and taking steps toward your fitness goals, or just goals outside of your fitness goals, whether it's a job promotion, or, you know, maybe you just want to, like I said, you want that six pack.
Yeah.
You want that six pack. You got to work every day. So.
And who's the one that
that's
came?
That's how I feel.
Okay. Nice. And who's the one that came up with the name? Who came up with the No Days Off Society?
Our original names, it wasn't even the first name we thought of. We went through a couple different names and phrases, and we scratched them all out because it just wasn't fitting the idea of what we had.
Yeah.
And we kind of mutually came up with the No Days Off, because that's all I can think about when I say, like, when I tell people my approach to how I wanted to achieve my goals. I literally just, like, I took no days off. Like, I sacrificed, you know, going out to parties and just, you know, all the knucklehead stuff. You got to make sacrifices. And
yeah,
so it became no days off. We decided to call it NDO. And we wanted to be a community of people. So that's why we had the NDO Society tag on the end of it.
Nice. Okay, cool. And talk about the offerings there. So you mentioned some of the things that you have. So you guys have workout equipment, so it's fitness apparel. And do you have some other things as well?
Yes, we're also going to have our workout programs and nutritional programs being sold through the website.
Oh, okay.
And we sell either basic workout programs, or you could just buy a program and you could just follow the template, and it would pretty much show you what to do for each day. And we also do individual workout programs. If you want one customized just personally for you, it costs a little bit more, but it will be specifically for you and what your needs are and what your goals are, along with the nutritional plan.
Okay, cool. So you have the apparel, and you also have actual training that people can get as well.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Okay, and is that like video training, or is it kind of like written out things that they can like download? How does it work?
Not part of it yet. We just added this to the website. And it's funny that you brought that up, because we have a Facebook group that we're starting. And the Facebook group is going to be NDO Society Facebook group. And the only way to get into the Facebook group is you have to attend either one of our NDO expos, which our first one is going to be in Cincinnati, January 23rd.
Yeah.
And I'll explain more. Or you could just, you know, buy some gear from the website and everything, and you get a code to join the web to join the Facebook group. And it's pretty much a group where you could chat with me and the other owners and our trainers about, you know, what we do for certain, you know, what we eat for breakfast, lunch, or what workouts have we done today. It's pretty much an open dialogue with the consumers and the owners, and they can ask us how we approach each day, and pretty much people lifting each other up, and, you know, other consumers could talk to each other about how their fitness journeys are coming. We want people to be able to share, you know, their progress with each other, because, you know, it's hard doing stuff alone, but when you have a team, it's easier to get stuff done,
definitely.
Especially your goals.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's there's power in numbers for sure. And yeah, when you have other people that are on the same, they have the same mindset and looking to achieve the same things, to help push you and to keep you accountable, definitely helps out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so talk about that.
I want to expand on the NDO Expo that we're having.
Yeah, I was going to ask. What about
Cincinnati?
The Expo? Yeah. So what is that?
Yeah, it's pretty much we're going to have three trainers there, maybe a little bit more. And we're going to have a booty boot camp, a HIIT workout camp, and a circuit camp. And also, there's going to be some like vendors there selling some nutritional foods and everything. And you pretty much pay $20 if you just want to attend one of the camps, or you could pay a $50 flat fee to attend the entire camp for the day, which is from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay.
And I'm going to be present there. The other owners are going to be present there, as well as all these trainers. And we're going to have models there with our gear on, to show how everything would look on you. And you could come get your gear, come get your workout in, come get some great food, and just have a great time. We just want people to, you know, come talk it up and meet me as well as my partner. You know, we could just help people get steps closer to their goals for their fitness. So looking forward to that. It's going to be the first one, the first of many.
Nice, nice. So that'll be the first expo that you guys have. And you said you're going to have others as well. Are you going to do it like in different locations, or is it going to be all in Cincinnati, or how are you looking to do that?
Expo in Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to try and take the expo to different cities where we feel we can get some traction. So definitely want to do one in Miami, and also have one in Arizona.
Okay, cool. Cool. And it's kind of the same type of format, same type of thing.
Yep, same format. We're helping, you know, trainers get some clients, and we're, you know, getting people in gear and just introducing people to trainers that are in their area. So once we leave, you know, it doesn't end there. They just, you know, hit up the trainers. They can still get their workouts in and have their gear to make them feel good in it. So
nice.
The one, buddy.
Nice. Good stuff. All right. Okay, so let's finish up here. So I usually finish up with what I call a top of the mountain moment, but for you it might be a little bit different since you're kind of still looking to play and still have the itch to play. So I'll just say this. So how about you just give maybe some words of advice to the younger players and just how do you think how would you like to finish things off? Yeah, words of advice. We're looking to achieve their goals and their dreams like you were able to. And stuff you've learned from your career.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, don't worry about comparing yourself to other people. You know, I know there was guys that I would always be like, damn, like, how did he get that big offer? You know, like, because I never got any of the big D1 offers I felt I deserved and worked for. You know, it never happened for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you dwell on stuff like that, it's only going to hold you back. Because once I accepted my offer, you know, it was a small school I never even heard of, but I accepted it, and mentally I embraced that challenge of going to a small school and, you know, making a name for myself. And I appreciated every step. So I feel like the best thing I could say is for that any young player out there to embrace his journey, because each person's individual journey is, you know, is going to be different.
Yeah.
Everybody's path is different. Everybody's writing a story to their own book. And you can't worry about somebody else's pages.
Exactly. Very good words of advice for sure. And let's say there's many different roads to success, right? You don't have to go to the big school, right? Not everyone has to go to the Notre Dames or the USCs or to the Alabamas, right? There's plenty of players who've come to made it big time, right? From smaller schools like yourself, you made it to the pros.
Oh yeah, there's been a ton of talent. One thing the NFL is going to do, they're going to find the talent as long as you work hard and make the necessary sacrifices towards your goals. Then I feel like any kid will have no problem because you, at the very least, you give yourself a shot.
Exactly. Yeah. Two of the best players in the NFL, Walter Payton and Jerry Rice, at their positions, right, went to small schools. So don't worry about where you go. Just make sure you work hard and excel from wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome, Marcellus. Thank you for those words of advice. So, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you coming on here. And again, for those listening, make sure you check out his website, NDO Society, which is www.ndosociety.com for information on his apparel and training and all that stuff. Some great stuff that you can check out there. So make sure you check that out. So, Marcellus, thank you very much and appreciate your time. Thank you for listening to After the Gridiron. If you're a fan of the show, please make sure you subscribe to the show and also leave a rating and review. By doing that, you also help to spread the word about the podcast and assist others in finding the show so more people can enjoy this great content. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, with the links to those being found on the website. Your support is very much appreciated. Also, please visit the resources page on the website for links to our sponsors and affiliates. Your support helps to keep the show running. So go to www.atgridiron.com/resources to check them out. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you when we kick off our next episode.